R&B. I love R&B.
Oh, let's do R&B. I've been practicing those voices anyway.
My Alicia Keys is getting really good.
R&B and then close.
I can't
to
do
it.
That. Yeah. My voice is gone.
Yeah, R&B, 90s R&B specifically.
Let's do 90s R&B. 90s, and how they be talking about all those fucking songs if we didn't realize they were talking about fucking.
I can't even think of one.
Step
right now.
Back, you're dancing kind of. We were singing about a hard dick as a child. Like, that's crazy.
That's dope.
Singing about somebody getting a boner in the club. And we were singing the fuck out of that.
I love it.
Ain't nothing I feel, cause now I want you now and here. The way that you shake it on me makes me want you so bad sexually. Ooh, girl.
My voice got
step back in there.
That's what they say, poke?
Oh, you, yeah.
I never knew what they said. I always go,
a little poke. A little
poke. Coming through
on you. Now, girl, you know you fail. Oh, my God, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know I can't help it. You know what I want to do.
All them runs. We were kids.
And we were singing the shit out that shit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when we're grinding. Ooh. They weren't talking about work either.
You know I like it.
I try, but I can't
fight it.
Oh, you dancing real
close. It's real
you
slow.
You on a girl.
You making it.
We have a girl. This but no, they can bad. Do, they can, you know.
Hey,
we're not biased.
Look, man, equal love, man.
You said girl, so I had one, but yeah, I mean, hey, man, we don't know. We're not going to assume his gender because you shouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. What the dude say? Shout out to my cisgender Negroes out there.
Who said that? Where's that from?
Yo, like, real shit. Before we start. Social media has real comedians.
They are so fucking.
I'll be people like, okay, this is a little too good.
You don't know how funny you are. And then I go on their page and they got 500 followers and I get so mad. I'm like, you are hilarious.
Jack, right? Who mm-hmm. the founder of yeah. Twitter. I think he has a factory.
Of
in which
funny
he has
people.
Professional.
He has to.
Joke writers there who don't even know that they're comedians. They're like.
They're so fucking funny.
They're like trapped in this factory. Oh, and they have to write 50 memes and
and then just throw them out.
And yes, and yo, because it keeps the world going. That whole shit about somebody said, speaking of R&B, somebody goes, because you know, Omarion's baby mother is
dating. Oh, yeah, Lil Fizz.
Exactly.
And J Bug's dating his mama.
That's, I just heard that is crazy. So it's funny because somebody said, hey, if a nigga think he finna Lil Fizz me, I'm finna Lil Saint him.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, that was a little too good. Like, y'all motherfuckers know what y'all doing. Motherfuckers think they Lil Fizz gonna be Lil Saint. I was like,
that's just hilarious.
I was like, yo, y'all know what y'all doing. So I think there's a factory.
It has to be. And that would make sense. And welcome to Bedtime Bitchin' with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I am here today with hilarious.
No, we're going to do that over again because it sounded like you didn't know.
I was going to say fucking hilarious.
Okay, we'll do it over.
And I was going to say funny.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you was okay.
I was like, hilarious,
okay.
Fucking.
Let's do it all over.
Too many words.
Let's do it all over. It's going
to
flow.
It needs to flow better?
Hell yeah.
One more time. What up, motherfuckers? Welcome to Bedtime Bitching, the motherfucking pot. Is that better? Too much?
I think it was, you know, take the scale back. Let's do it over again.
Hello. Yeah. Welcome to Bedtime Bitching. With Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I'm here today with very hilarious viral comedian Kanis Nana.
What up, niggas?
I'm gonna talk like this first interview.
Yeah.
My voice is gone, so it may come in and out, but you know, I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, I'm
for you because I love you. So you're gonna do this thing. We try these things. So Kanis, before we get into social media and things like that, let's talk about a little bit about you and who you are as a person. So you've been doing comedy for how long?
8 years now. I've been doing comedy for 8 years, so since 2011, when I I didn't get kicked out of school. I got kicked out of my apartment while I was in college, but at the time, I should have been out of college anyways. I was bullshitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved back to Houston just to work to get the money, because I was going to have to pay out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself directly the month before I left, I was like, yeah, I'm going to try some stand-up. So one of my frat brothers or whatever, shout out to Cap Alpha Psi, one of my frat brothers told me, hey, yo, talk to my line brother. He been doing comedy in L.A. or whatever. So I spoke to him. It was so crazy. He took me to Sherlock's. They used to do Sherlock's Mondays or whatever. And it was beautiful. I went there. And I started comedy just like a lot of comedians started. I went there. He sat me there. It was an open mic. First of all, open mic, when it comes to comedy, you notice, it's not like other open mics. When somebody says they're having an open mic, people gather around and go to it because it's like a music open mic or a poetry open mic. And really, it's technically not amateur night. It is, you're coming to see talent you've never seen before locally. And they're going to be great.
Yeah.
Not at no comedy open mic. Open mic. Because most of the time, when you go, when somebody who's never been, most of the time when you think of comedy, right, you think of Kevin Hart, you think of Bruce Bruce, you think of D-Ray Davis, you think Michael Plax and Corey Owens, so on and so forth, and all these other comedians or whatnot. So you think of people who already, who are making millions of dollars already.
Especially when your first time. You're like, oh, I'm going in and enjoy it and laugh.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
No, we are practicing our material. We're trying to work. It's literally a gym. You know what I'm saying? We're going to work out material. There's new stuff. We're trying to figure it out.
That's terrible.
We just started. Exactly. So it don't come out like a music open mic. A music open mic, oh my gosh. You go there, first of all.
These people sing for 20 years, 30 years.
Absolutely.
And they're great.
Absolutely. And not even just that. It's, if you can sing, you can just sing. You can just sing. It's just your first day. That's all it is. So, exactly. So, I mean, everybody ain't going to be Jennifer Hudson, but you could tell somebody got something in here. With comedy, I'll put it this way. Comedy is probably the one of the few art forms that people hate when it's not good. Like, people
hate. Oh, they get mad when you're not funny.
Already,
they
if
hate
it's
you.
Not already great, they hate it. Oh, and not so, and I'm, and not just they hate you, they hate your life. Whoever put it in your heart to do comedy, they hate everything about it. So
I wonder why,
like,
that is. You think it's because people get so excited, like they want to laugh, like
innately they
want to laugh, and if you're not making them laugh, they're like, "Fuck you, you wasting my time." Or
yes, and on top of that, they don't respect the art form. They don't think comedy is art. They think comedy is. They just go up there and say something funny.
Yeah, you're
say
just not
something
funny.
Silly. Do something stupid. Do what you've seen on that one move. Like,
so that's they what can't
they,
come up
they
here
don't
recite
see exactly. They don't see it as an art form, and I know they don't see it as an art form because there's some people that be like, that motherfucker ain't funny. I'm like, but he can
be
grow
funny.
Into that.
I see the potential.
Exactly. They don't know jokes are actually mechanical. You can literally say, place this here, place this here, and it will most likely get a laugh. It might not be the biggest house laugh,
but you'll get there's, something.
Exactly, and they, but you learn through experience. Like, you never, and it's so, and I know they don't respect the art form because even the way I started, I went to that open mic, I sat back there, it was like, yeah, I'm going on stage, and you just watch, and next week, you're going on stage. Prepare something, you're going to go on stage. So, this is how I know people who aren't comics don't respect the art form. Because I didn't. You know how I got into comedy? When I went to that open mic, my friend goes on stage, he does a great job and everything, and it's all these comedians going up, doing their, you know, their 3 to 4 minutes, and literally, one dude was so tridash. Oh, my gosh.
Not tridash.
I said, better than that guy, and that's how I got into comedy.
Legit.
Literally, I said, I'm better than that guy. Crazy thing is, though, every
time
I seen him, yeah. but here go the thing. He was already good. He just bombed that night. He's known as, like, really good or whatever, especially at the time or whatever. So,
what is it?
I'm not telling you.
Tell
nah,
me later.
No.
Text me.
Okay. I'm alive, but, it, yeah.
I'll pretend
so,
that's
he true. Don't do comedy no more.
Okay.
I haven't seen him, but, yeah, he used to be deep in the game at the time. So, wow. He just bombed that night, and bombing can happen to everybody.
But
so.
When people and audience members see that, they're like, you're not funny, and then you're just branded as not being funny.
Absolutely. I branded that guy as not being funny. Even when people were laughing, I was like, how they laughing? This motherfucker is not funny. And not knowing that he had a bad night. So, you know, with experience doing shit, you understand, you realize it. That's why when people went crazy when Tiffany Haddish had that one bad night in Miami during New Year's while she was drunk on stage. I was like, yo,
she's drunk.
I promise you, I promise you, this is not gonna happen again. Because most of the first of all, she could come back to this mug
and do sell it out again. Yeah, exactly.
And y'all will fuck with it. And not only that, she's a veteran in comedy. She knows what she's doing. So it is what it is. Everybody has a bad night. It is what it is.
It just happens.
Yeah, man. So yeah, got in comedy 8 years ago, or whatever. Off the strength of being kicked out of my apartment because too many noise violations. That we had parties at the Wazoo.
Oh, shit.
So then when I started doing comedy, my first time I went on stage, I practiced the whole week. I was ready. I got up there, bombed. I ate shit. I ain't got one of them stories how people be lying saying my first time I killed it. I don't have that, and I'm glad I didn't have that story because I would have quit a long time ago. If it's too easy for me, I never stick with it. Exactly.
So my first time, I didn't do great. I just brought like a lot of people. So I brought 30, 40 people. Mm. The Lil J's. And so I did good.
It was an open mic?
Yeah. It was an open mic.
Okay.
They used to do it at Lil J's off of Washington, and Sam Damaris used to host it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up, and I had my piece of paper, and I was just reading that shit, and everybody was like, clapping and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so nervous, and Sam was like, for that to be your first time, you're good, you should do it again. Mm-hmm. And so the next week, I went to Warehouse, and I only brought two friends with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I ate the biggest pile of shit, and that's the only time, like, and I've been doing comedy 6 years now. Mm-hmm. That's the worst heckle I've ever got, and I've never got a heckle that, like...
Mm-hmm.
is equal to that because I was up there and I was just nervous as fuck and I like, because at first I kind of went over a little confidence. I'm like, okay, I think mm-hmm. I got this. Da da da. And I'm gonna say like 30 seconds in, it's fucking silent and they were just staring at me and it was just terrible. And then somebody in the back was like, "Get off the stage, bitch, with them titties."
Yo!
I'm sorry.
Yo!
It was get your fine ass off the stage, bitch, with them titties.
Damn.
So I didn't know. I was like.
It's so compliment.
Right? I was damn. All right, that's what I
thought. Yeah, wow.
And like, I've never gotten a heckle like that, but that was just, like you said, you need that moment where you're like, I have to work at this. Like, it's not just going to come because people that think they're already funny when they start are shitty. Those are the worst fucking comedians. I know so many comedians like that. They just swear they're funny, and I'm like, you're pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's
gonna be better.
But it's all the game. Like, I feel like with comedy, especially when you're building, especially the beginning stages, it's all about eating shit and still coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Only because but also improving, making adjustments and improving consistently.
Right.
Because it does something to your brain and your mind to power through. Because there's going to be one point in time where you finally get it, and all of a sudden everything's going to be
smooth. And it just hits.
Because you telling stories like that, I've had hecklers or whatever, but also was, at the time when I first started comedy, I was also doing improv. I used to be me and John Wynn and my boy Javier Flores.
Before.
We used to basically do beginner classes, advanced, this and that, all the way to the
floor. Where, a station?
No, there was this one theater out here called Third Coast. They used to be
local.
It was beautiful, but they closed it or whatever, so... saying that to say this, basically, I was on my toes already quick. And in college, I was hosting events.
Gotcha. So you already kind of had like some experience. Just,
not part. Yes, exactly. I was hosting their actual events with the mic and everything. So I at least had some stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
So so when I came into the game, so I get a heckler. Me and my frat brother, when he was training me, we would literally be at his house or whatever. He'll sit down directly in front of me, and we'll do this game where... because we had a mic stand, stool, everything. We literally gave you practice how you play.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go through your set while getting heckled. Find some way to say shut up politely that is also funny, that'll make not only the people with him laugh, but him laugh too. Then find a way to get back into your material smoothly. So we would do that. So when I first got my first heckler, I was happy.
I'm in there. I'm waiting for you.
Exactly. And I destroyed. I did a great job. There used to be this one spot that Ali used to host, Ali Sadiq or whatever. He used to host this spot called The Horn every Wednesday or Thursday or whatever. So I did that. There was a heckler. He was heckling all the comedians. So I wanted him to pick on me.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it got to the point where I like brought him into one of my jokes. I, like, said something like this, dude, da, da. So then he woke up, started,
like
trying to get at me. I said, and I forgot exactly what I did, but I roasted his ass. The whole crowd is laughing because he basically chased off all the other comedians.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, like damn near standing ovation. Everybody was feeling me or whatever. Mind you, I'm still my first 3-4 months in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next time I tried to go up or whatever, I was actually just chilling trying to watch the show that day. But he knows my cousin. Mm-hmm. He knows my cousin. They're close friends. Never mind.
Okay, anyways.
So yeah, I know. So he was like, hey, your cousin here? He's like, yeah. All right, welcome Kenise to the stage. I'm literally in the back, like getting mm-hmm. a drink. I'm like, oh shit! So I run on stage or whatever, get on there. When I say I ate shit. My cousin still makes fun of me to this day because
really?
He remembers
it was
that
bad
in 2000. It was horrible. Like that was my first official boo. That was the first
you
time
got booed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm so
and it was
scared
so funny.
To get booed. I haven't got booed yet.
It's okay. It was like, yo.
I know it's going to happen. I just want it to happen so I can.
I don't think. Here go the
everybody
thing. If it
got
not happened already.
Then I might not get booed.
If it haven't happened already, you good. You okay. 6 years in. Here go the thing. It might happen on some off-ass night
some
randomly. 20 years in the game on a late show.
Gotcha.
Or whatever. Like, yeah, but I got booed. I took it as a technical boo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because Ali, after I get off stage, I stunk it up, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, and they were talking, like, they gave me an opportunity, and then they just started talking through my set.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I knew I was doing bad, because I normally go, all right, y'all, my name is Kenise Nana. Y'all have a wonderful night. I said, all right, y'all, my name is Tim Redford. Y'all have a wonderful night. Or whatever, and I walked off the stage or whatever. But on that stage, where the comics sit is near the stage, so but it's still on the platform of the stage, so it's like a VIP area or whatever. So I sat right there, right? Ali Sadiq goes on and does 10 to 15 minutes of telling me why I did wrong,
ooh.
Comparing it to sex and foreplay.
Ooh.
And he's killing it.
And he's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. It's so funny the whole time. And I remember he goes... He said, oh, he's still right there. Y'all could boo him before he sneak out the back door. Boo him. Like that. And they booed. So I took that as a boo.
Gotcha.
So here goes the thing. Here goes the thing. I'll never forget that because it made me say, oh, okay. Because I'm a person, like, if it comes easy, I kind of be like, ah. But if it's a little difficult, I don't leave on an L.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm that dude, like, if I had a ball of paper and I was trying to hit it in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
If it missed, I would go pick it back up, sit back here
until
I make it.
And I'll take no L's.
I don't leave on the L. So I was like, yo, I came back every week. Ali didn't put me on for like almost 2 months.
Oh, shit.
Every single week. He finally gave my opportunity. And I did okay. But even then, okay wasn't enough. So I kept going back. He gave me more opportunities. And that's when, I did well. Shout out to Ali for that. But the point was is that, like, yo, we've done things. The point in comedy, though, is to take your punches and you come back. You have to fight. Like, we quit so much. I've been in the game only 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and I know people who quit. I know so
many. Me too.
I know, especially where I'm at right now, I know more comics who quit than I know comics who are, like, close and been doing it with me.
You know, your comedy class, that's what we call it, like, whatever comedians you start with. I think it's probably only, like... probably like 30 or 40 people that I knew that started with me. It's probably only like 4 or 5 or maybe 6 people. That
yeah, you're only
doing
6
it.
Years in.
Yeah, I'm only 6 years in.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, my class, like, I can't even remember a lot of them did quit or whatever, but my class was like Matthew Broussard.
Oh, okay.
I think me and him started on the same day or whatever. So shout out to him too as well. He's killing
He's
it.
So fucking, and he's so nice. Killing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I like nice people.
Absolutely. and Tim Mathis.
Oh, okay.
We started around the same time, same year, or whatever. He introduced me my first night.
Oh, did he?
With you. Yeah. Fucked the hell out my name.
Me too.
Oh, man.
He called me Foxy Blaze the first time.
But he didn't know. He was like, he used to always say, Kenise, your last name got so many fucking N's in it. I don't know
it legit
how
does.
To pronounce that. But even before that, I was calling myself something else.
Okay.
So comedy is great.
Comedy
it's
is
amazing.
Great. I love it.
Going.
I couldn't be doing anything else at this point. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Like what else?
And
I
it's
could
an
do
art
that
form.
Would give me this. It is. And they, y'all, I'm gonna speak directly to y'all. It is an art form. We work very hard on
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Like hard as fuck.
Absolutely.
It takes a long time to craft a 10-second joke. Like I don't think
that
people
is so
understand
true.
How long it takes to get because they just seen the finished product.
Absolutely.
And, like, I know people think that just stand-up people are just being naturally funny. They're not. Like, these are things that have been written
Absolutely.
And worked over and worked over. Of course, you know, sometimes people just go on stage and just talk. That's just part of the art form, but like actual a joke, a written
nobody
joke
has ever done a special that they haven't rehearsed, gone over, deleted some certain material, re-edited, done it over, workshopped it at certain little small bars or in front of friends that they trust. It's really, really hard work. Like, for instance, like, daily routines are involved. You know, you wake up, you read, you write, because you can't be a good writer without reading. You can't be a good reader without writing. So you got to do both. You also have to practice. That's one thing that most, if any comedian is watching this, I'm tired of y'all niggas not practicing. Y'all don't practice.
And it's
at
not
the crib.
Just at, oh, thank you. That's what I was gonna say. It's not just going on the stage. Rehearse that shit.
Before
that
you
shit.
Get to wherever, especially if you're doing an open mic at a comedy club, there's always somebody watching or whatever. Like, you were talking about how you read your notes. Nigga, stop reading your notes. I don't care if you just wrote that shit.
No. Unless it's your first time.
Exactly.
That's the only...
Remember what it is. You...
No, I remember.
I've never seen a movie where...
they read the script.
Exactly. Like,
you motherfuckers on this motherfucking plane. I know that was...
It don't happen. That don't happen.
I had...
Wait, King Kong. Is it King Kong or Mighty Joe Young? They don't do that.
That was
so
the same movie.
Please.
I was, so I had just found... And I remember what I was trying to tell you earlier. So I was going through my emails, and I found, like, my first set.
Wow.
I found my first set because I had emailed it to my, like, friend's brother who does Guy Moments cartoon. I had sent it to him. And it is terrible. It's fucking the worst thing ever. I'm going to find it right now. But it was so bad, and it's just crazy how terrible it was and just how much better I've gotten as a writer.
Absolutely.
Like, I was really actually happy that, because we get stuck on, like, oh, this shit sucks, but it's like, fuck, not like this shit. I'm
like,
about to find
instance,
shit right now.
I'm on social media. Follow me at Canice100K, C-A-N-I-C-E, Can Ice, put it together, 100K. It's going to be right here or something like that.
I got you.
I hope it's right here and not, like, up here. All right, cool. So, but follow me on social media. So, I have this character or whatever called Marquise X. And Marquise X is really just a social commentary on whatever happens, but as a news report from a guy who has his voice of black people, and he and has our best interests or whatnot. But he's basically like the voice of the people. So, but he doesn't always agree with the masses. You see what I'm saying? So just a point of view from this guy who's supposed to be. He's supposed to be like some public figure or whatever, but he's not. But anyways, point is that I create this character and I do like news reports on whatever's trending or whatever, right?
It's
and so
hilarious.
Sometimes I'm back to back making videos. Like, I made one before we came here so that as soon as I get back,
you
I can
do
post
it
or whatever. And I got to post another one today too. So, but the point is that people are always like, "Yo, do you have writers? Yo, do you have writers?" And it's like, no, because some of my punchlines are actually like, I'm the biggest critic of myself, but I'd be like, some of my punchlines are well-crafted.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because I write every fucking day.
And you write a lot.
A lot. Like, before I put out a video, I've written at least, because I have this thing in my head that it's 10% of what you write is actually gold.
Yeah. So you have you know? The more you write,
so
the more.
So if I want 10 punchlines, I'm more confident, closer to having 100 potentially good joke ideas. So basically, if a video that I do is somewhere between 5 to 8 punchlines, and sometimes even up to 20, which is crazy. That's when I'm really like roasting somebody. But even then, I write so much, and me writing so much makes me more comfortable about whatchamacallit. Now, your biggest issue is, damn, which one of these am I going to cut?
But that's a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
I don't even want to read this. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. But you've worked at your craft. I remember the first time I met Roxy. I met Roxy at Rudyard's at like 1 or something in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
I was writing some of my stuff. I don't know if I went on yet or not. And she was reading off her book, and she said something, and she said some joke, and I was like, okay. She had me, right? And I was like, okay, what's next? And she dropped it and went to the next thing.
Yeah, and then you can't.
I was so mad. I was like, yo.
Because I think I was like, I wasn't even a year at that point,
I don't think.
So. But that's why I always like, fuck with you heavy, because you came up to me, you're like, hey, because I'm amazing. But you're like, you should add a tag to this. Here's the tag. Like, you're one of people, like, you're always thinking about, like.
Because my thing where was, to go with my thing was, is that I have this big thing. Like, I wish somebody would have told me this when I was young. I have that thing going on that, mm-hmm. or whatever, and I'm an older brother too. Mm-hmm. So like, that really plays me or whatever. So I will definitely go up to you and give you unsolicited advice if you're younger in comedy than me. And I
but you're not super invasive about it, and you're always like nice and respectful.
Absolutely.
Because there are some assholes that are like, you suck, and then I'm like, but that's not helping me. Just don't say anything to me if you think I suck, motherfucker. Absolutely. Like, just let me be sucky over here.
I hate when people tell you that shit was stupid, and they don't tell you why.
They don't tell me what was stupid, how it didn't make sense. Exactly. That's not constructive criticism.
It's not, exactly. It's not helping.
Just don't
so
talk
that's
to
what
me.
I'm saying. So when I saw Roxy, I remember I said, hey, yo, you just left us. Like, it wasn't even a cliffhanger. You drew us
I
in.
I just left.
And that was it. Next thing, I was like, because
at that point, I did not know what the fuck I was doing. I was like, this is funny. Let me stop. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to push it too far. No, like, I so, don't. Yeah, these
a,
are terrible.
Crap. You gotta. Let's hear one.
Oh, God.
You.
They're also. Okay, so this is from, like, damn. Okay, I actually sent this to him on my birthday, 2013. Mm-hmm. This is, like, legit mm-hmm. 6 years ago. This is probably, I'm a month in at this point because I started November 2013. Mm-hmm. I don't want this. So, I'm a high school teacher by day. So, I'm going to need a little class participation real quick. That's how I was going to start it.
You know what's so funny?
I can do
I've
that
heard
now.
You say that. I've heard you say that before. But go ahead.
So, class, mm-hmm. I'm disgusted with myself that this mm-hmm. is how I used to write. By show of hands, who has a fucked up family?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to raise my hand higher than anyone because my family is the more fucked up than anyone. Okay. Love them, but we're fucked up.
Okay.
That's the end of that joke. There is no... There was.
Yo! You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
That's, I didn't know... Okay, so wait. Okay, no, there's more.
Because I want to know. Now I'm like, yo,
what
okay,
about it?
What is so fucked up?
My brother and sister... Oh, wait, okay. I'm just going to read this whole thing. My brother and sister and I were... So y'all are getting a treat because nobody does this. This is so... And this is I'm so uncomfortable doing this.
Welcome to the ugly world of comedy.
Yeah, we're releasing the veil.
Like, this is... You know what I'm saying?
My brother and sister and I were raised by our father. It had to be difficult for him raising three kids on his own. And I really love and respect him for showing me what a real man is. A real nasty-ass man. Okay. R.I.P. Pops. But he was here when I said these jokes, so I don't feel bad. He loved these. Okay. Anyway, do you know how awkward it is living in the house with a porn addict? It's disgusting. As a child, you're afraid to touch anything, especially the computer. Anytime there's anything sticky on the computer, I freak out. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit if it's honey.
What is honey? You see what I'm saying? Now I'm going to look at honey different one. Number two, are you sure that was honey?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I did not. This is crazy.
Three.
I don't write like this at all.
You could have made this concise because... You had like a tag here and there, but you didn't even get to.
No.
We wanted to hang
nope.
it. You,
I was just like,
you keep just throwing jabs. But even then, like going
finish
backwards,
it
was like, yo, you saying it must have been crazy for him. You had three premises without a punch.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking.
It must have been crazy for him, especially raising three kids. Yeah, he did a great job. Tell me about
I didn't go into
every
any
single
of them.
One of them.
I was like, this is a statement and exactly. this is a sentence.
And then she said, but he nasty. So I was like, okay.
Oh, there we go.
Now we get
now
to
we
why
get
is
to
he
it.
Nasty?
Porn addict. Okay.
Boom. You see what I'm saying?
Honey.
So exactly. So that's what Roxy used to do. She'll say some shit and leave it alone. I'm like, no, you got more meat on that bone.
He's part of the reason I hate social media. Fucking hate it. People always just share way too much information.
Okay.
Just got a divorce. Hashtag team single bitch.
Who the fuck does that?
Everybody.
That's hilarious.
I'm loving it like McDonald's. But my dad is the king of sharing too much information. But he decides to post the link to him and his wife's porn on there. Did it really happen? Once again, RIP Pops.
That really happened?
Yeah. I'm gonna finish. I'm writing a joke about that. Yeah, that's
yo, right. You gotta add more. That
oh,
no,
I didn't
that's
see.
Wrong.
See how bad. Well,
you
now
how,
I can't because he's
you see
deceased.
How much of comedians
and
we are.
Yeah, we're
we know
we're like
tragedy happened, and
hilarious.
We still like yo. You got
right
it. You see what I'm saying? It's bad.
But it was just
that's
so
bad.
Much funnier when he was there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like now it's like that's not as funny. Yeah, exactly. It's funny when he was sitting there like ah, those was my balls on the internet because he would just be laughing. So I miss
yo,
my dad, yo.
Yo,
he's so funny.
This is the
dad's balls is right here. Okay. Nah, I finished it. Do you know how embarrassing it is to scroll down and see your dad's balls as you scroll down your newsfeed?
Oh, Shanice got married. That's nice. Scroll, scroll. For the love of all that's holy, have the gods no mercy. This is how I used to write.
You wrote like novels. Yeah, you know, like you wrote it, like look a fantasy how, look, novel.
It is. But other than porn, my dad dabbled in acting. Do you know how horrible it is to have a father who acts? He rehearsed the speeches of when he was going to beat your ass. I actually finished his joke. It's so good now.
I was going to say that was really good. You see what I'm saying?
That was really good.
See, and we are such visionaries. Like, we know something when is good to talk good about. When you can, yeah. Like, not that bullshit, like something funny happens, and then one of your friends be like, you should say that on stage. Man, we can make something funny out of nothing.
Out of nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Because we are such, we are vision. We're so good at what we do. Like, man.
When you actually practice.
We are on, like, some alpha waves type shit. See, if y'all don't know, right now, everybody who's watching this and those beyond, y'all are on a beta wave. The beta wave moves extremely fast or whatever. When you reach a certain mastery in the craft or something that you do monothetically. Methophilus lomely.
There we go.
When you practice something, one thing, methodically, that's what it is, over a period of time.
Hold on, I'm sorry. You're about to say methophilioma.
That's what it is. But yes, when you practice.
You're doing so well.
I was.
You had your hand.
Okay,
going.
Look.
Let's start off.
You at home, beta waves, right? We're on beta waves, right? Real fast, right? When you practice something extremely focused, I don't know what. When you focus on something methodically and you work at your craft that way, now you're on an alpha wave. It moves a little slower. Basically, like, you ever ask somebody who is a sniper or anything like that, or a person who plays basketball, football, sometimes they see things a little bit slower. Mm-hmm. Like the shutter speed. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, the frames per second looks a little different. Like, everything, because now they have more control in what they're doing.
And you know what
then, you
doing.
Know, when you're about to fall asleep, you're in theta waves or whatever. And theta normally is something that you're in, you know what I'm saying, when you're from extremely, once you're born to about 7, because it's like that middle between all the way sleep and not sleep, so you're a little groggy. You ever woke up from a dream and you was like, damn, that felt real. Did that really happen? That's literally theta stage. And Delta is when you're actually flat out just straight out of sleep or whatever. So when you're conscious, when you're awake and you're conscious and you're in like alpha or whatever, that's like, you ever seen somebody that's doing, they're in the zone? That's them in the theta stage or whatever. So, and also to reach your subconscious mind, you go through the theta stage. So when you wake up and say your goals and everything like that, exactly. That's when you can, like, you know, your subconscious mind catches it over time. And your mind starts opening up ways to get these opportunities or to get what you want. So just so then, that's what I'm interested in.
Wait, I gotta finish this joke.
Neuroscience.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that shit.
I wanted you to give me some more tags. I really am excited about workshopping. Because this one was actually good. Wait. Mm-hmm. It's like hearing a trailer for your ass whooping. See, this is when
this is good.
Oh, you like to talk in class, huh? I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I am going to beat the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. I am going to beat the shit. That was the best joke of that whole. I am.
That's one of the jokes where the delivery is the best part.
You have to. Like, it may not be just well written.
But that delivery, it makes it pop out on
and
the
And I'm so drunk. You know how I get on stage. I'm super animated when I'm in it.
I want him to be like
a trailer. I am going to. Yeah, and I got to finish the rest of these jokes.
I need it to be a whole trailer. Like, yo. Like,
I actually do.
Take some characters like. Yes. In a world where niggas is acting up.
You think you can come in here and do that to me?
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I'm on exactly. it. Exactly. I'm on it. So then he starts switching up genres and shit. Yep. I'll beat thine ass. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right. And then the rest is about twerking, and I'm not going to go into that.
Chris Benoit ain't got nothing on me. Like, you know, some shit like that. Like, because then
that's
he
hilarious.
Kills kids or whatever.
Yes, he did. So, yeah, he killed himself and his wife.
But that's a great trailer. And it says, coming later today. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I like it.
You feel what I mean? Like, this is dope right here. Y'all just saw that?
We just fixed my jokes.
And
from
I
6
promise
years ago.
You. Exactly. But here's the thing. In a month or so from now, because Roxy stays on stage constantly. Yeah. In a month or so from now, that shit, it could be something totally different. But we've opened up a pathway and for this to be its best.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Like
that's
that,
how you do it.
And that's fucking comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all know that's bars.
Get
y'all
bars, bro.
Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck.